Kent Online News.
News you can trust.
This is the Kent Online Podcast. Nicola Everett.
Hello, hope you're okay and had a good weekend. Thanks ever so much for downloading today's podcast on Monday, the 11th of August. Coming up, a mum says she's been forced to quit her job as her son doesn't have a school place. Reform UK have marked 100 days in charge of Kent County Council, and it was all 3 points for Gillingham at the weekend. But first, some breaking news on today's podcast. Three teenagers have been arrested on suspicion of murder following the death of a man on Sheppey. Lucy joins me now with more on this story. Lucy, what do we know so far?
Well, police have told us they were called to the Walden Bay Road area of Laysdown shortly after seven last night. It had been reported that a row had broken out among a small group of people and a man was seriously injured in an attack. Paramedics were also sent to the scene, where a man in his 40s was confirmed dead. His family have been told.
And what do we know about who's been arrested?
A 16-year-old girl has been detained along with two boys aged 14 and 15. As you said, they're being held on suspicion of murder and remain in custody as further inquiries continue. Detectives have told us they're also keen to hear from anyone who saw what happened or might have information. The number to call is 01622 690 690, quoting 101384. Alternatively, you can contact Crime Stoppers on 0800 555 111.
Lucy, thank you ever so much.
Kent Online News.
Other news today, and a former teacher who sent explicit messages to a teenage girl has been back in court after failing to tell authorities where he was staying. Lee Startup used to teach geography at Ursuline College in Westgate and was given a suspended sentence. Part of his punishment also meant he had to notify police of any address he was staying for 7 days or more, and if under 18s were present. With a 52-year-old from former All Saints Avenue in Margate failed to do that when he started a new relationship, he's got another suspended term. A third man's been charged with murder after a man was killed in Sittingbourne last weekend. The victim, said to be in his 30s, was allegedly hit by a car in St Michael's Road last Saturday night. Daniel Martin from Pembury Court in the town has now been charged with murder and attempting to pervert the course of justice. Two other men were charged on Thursday. A man in his 40s has been taken to a London hospital for treatment following a stabbing in Margate. It happened on Northdown Road in Cliftonville in the early hours of Saturday. He's said to be in a stable condition. A 20-year-old man has been arrested. A Kent mum says she's been forced to give up her career because her son has been left without a school place. 10-year-old Leighton from Maidstone has additional needs and hasn't been in class since the start of the year. His mum, Amy Ovenden, who's 33, has quit her job as a special needs coordinator and says she's had to pay out thousands for therapies for Leighton. She's been chatting about the impact it's had.
Although he does have an EHCP, he's been out of school since January because mainstream school was just unable to meet his needs and KCC were unable to find him an appropriate specialist placement. I've worked in special education for around the last 7 to 8 years, and the last 2 years I've been a SENCO assistant in a mainstream Kent primary school. However, I've now had to leave my career because I have got to be at home full time with my son. Since the start of this year, I have paid thousands of pounds. I've had to hire an independent advocate. I've had to pay for therapies, occupational therapy, play therapy, just to help him recover from the trauma of being in the wrong school environment. I have started an online campaign with another former educator who was a head teacher, and the amount of comments that we're seeing across our social media platforms, we know that Kent is notorious nationally for failing children with SEND. They have failed to communicate effectively throughout this entire process with not just me, but also potential school placements and my advocate as well. They care only about funding and they are reliant on the fact that parents do not know their legal rights. They're preying on the most vulnerable members of our society, and as parents, I would urge you to educate yourself, find out what your child needs and what your child is entitled to, and push for it. It is not okay that children are being forced into mainstream schools that are not appropriate for them. It's not fair on neurodivergent children, and it's not fair on the neurotypical children that are also in those settings. This is why we are seeing so many educators, teachers, support staff leaving the education system because it's just broken.
And we've had this response from the County Council.
KCC is committed to making sure every child and young person in Kent has access to high-quality educational provision that is suited to their individual needs. We are working closely with Leighton's family to ensure he has this access. Leighton's provision has been agreed through the tribunal process, and we will continue to work with the family to make sure this agreement is put in place swiftly.
Kent Online reports.
A seaside pub in Dungeness has been damaged after a car ploughed through its veranda. It happened at the Pilot Inn in the early hours of Sunday, with the car demolishing the outside of the restaurant. It's alleged the driver left the scene on foot. Elsewhere, a court's heard how a driver reversed his Land Rover into a police officer's leg after a high-speed chase around Maidstone. The 48-year-old is said to have been high on drink and drugs when he ran a red light and failed to stop for police. He's admitted dangerous driving and assault and will be sentenced at a later date. A suspended Labour councillor in Dartford is going on trial over comments made during an anti-racism protest. Ricky Jones is said to have described far-right activists as fascists and allegedly said we need to cut their throats and get rid of them. The 57-year-old was charged with encouraging violent disorder after video emerged last August. Now, the leader of Kent County Council says reform has made a strong start as they mark 100 days since taking power of the authority. Opposition parties have accused them, though, of clickbait and chaos, but Reform insists they're making progress in saving money. The party won 57 seats at the local elections back in May. Martin Baxter is a polling expert at Electoral Calculus. He says there's no guarantee their popularity will last, though.
All the evidence, both from polls and by elections, says that Reform are doing quite well. Though, admittedly, it's a very fractured political environment that we've got Reform and Conservatives to the right of centre and Labour, the Lib Dems, the Greens and maybe Jeremy Corbyn's party on the left of centre. So the votes are split in lots of different directions. So it's not the case that Reform are at 50% in the polls. They're at about 30% in the polls. But 30 is still bigger than anybody else. And under the first-past-the-post system, the party that gets more votes than anyone else, even if it's not getting a majority of votes, tends to do pretty well. And that's where Reform is at the moment. But nothing's guaranteed that, although that's the current state, things may change over the next few years, that Reform might explode or implode. The other parties, the left might get united or not. The Conservatives might have a resurgence. And then there's other technical factors like turnout and tactical voting can change the result away from what people expect as well. So the next election is frankly going to be pretty hard to predict. You know, local elections particularly have low turnout. So any party with enthusiastic voters, local elections can do very well. And general elections is similar as well. So the party with enthusiastic voters will win more seats than parties with less enthusiastic voters. And Reform's main benefit at the moment is that their voters are enthusiastic in the sense that they're motivated because they have become disenchanted with the big two parties. And supporters of the big two parties are themselves a bit disenchanted and feeling a little bit under the political weather. But it remains to be seen if that changes.
Martin's been on the latest episode of the Kent Politics podcast. You can download that episode in full by heading to the politics pages of Kent Online.
Kent Online reports.
A man from Lamberhurst has been jailed after making false insurance claims on high-value classic cars. Danny Phipps from Lindridge Cottages lodged six separate fraudulent claims worth £50,000 after insuring the cars and then reporting them as stolen. The 32-year-old was given a 23-month suspended prison sentence and must pay back any money made. Three people have been treated by paramedics after a fire broke out in a bedroom in Ashford. Crews were called to tackle the blaze on Headcorn Road yesterday morning. It's thought to have been caused by a charger that overheated. Plans have been submitted to formally keep a traveller site in Swale. The council's been asked if gypsy families can stay on land at Spade Lane in Hartlepool between Sittingbourne and Raynham. Permission for 16 caravans there was granted by a government planning inspector in 2022, but that only lasted for 3 years. A GP practice in Sittingbourne has announced plans to move to a new site. Chestnut Surgery on East Street wants to relocate to the disused Frank Lloyd unit at the town's Memorial Hospital. They already have 9,500 patients and could add another 4,000 when it's up and running. Now, it's been confirmed a new Aldi store in Ashford is due to open in the autumn. Work on the supermarket at Waterbrook Park started in the spring and eventually it'll employ 50 people. A David Lloyd Health Club, KFC and Taco Bell are also due to be set up there. You can see some pictures of how progress is taking shape at Kent Online. And finally, Kian DeCroix's been chatting to our sister radio station KMFM about new music and why he's not afraid of being a one-hit wonder. He's just released new album Little Dreaming and says he's already got enough songs for another one. Well, Kian joined Jack on the hit list during his tour with Teddy Swims.
I am in America right now, by all chances.
On tour with Teddy Swims, you opened a couple of nights ago one of his shows. Mate, how is it?
Amazing. I mean, I did all of the UK and Europe with Teddy, which was amazing. So much fun. And to be doing the US now is so exciting. I love touring in America, so it's just been the best time ever already. And Teddy is incredible, and so gaining to do this again for the next like 27 shows or something we get to do together.
My word.
Incredible. So yeah, super happy.
So when do you fly home from America?
Like the 11th of September, I think.
Mate, all summer out there. That's going to be so sick.
And that'll be straight into my tour.
Yes.
So there'll be no stopping
you're home in time for Cambridge, and then I think the O2 on the 17th of September.
Yeah, it's going to be mad. Just like shows, mate. All. Yeah, I can't wait though. It's incredible.
Well, let's talk about the brand new record. First things first, I need to know how you pronounce sha-la-la-la. Is it sha-la-la-la? Is it sha-la-la-la? What's the intonation here? Because we had it on the show a couple of weeks ago and I just have no idea how to pronounce it. So how have you been saying it?
Sha-la-la-la.
Sha-la-la-la.
Yeah, sha-la-la-la.
Right, beautiful. The brand new record, you said, has already changed your life. Why are we talking here?
I mean, it's definitely just helped me evolve like as an artist and as a person. I think I like really found myself through making the record, but then also like found myself like personally, which then allowed me to make this record. And so, yeah, it's just been like really, really cool and like 100% changed who I am as an artist, or helped me just add that extra thing. And you know, you can hear it if you listen to the first record and the second record. It's like there's a lot of evolution, and I think it just came with confidence and growing and just kind of doing whatever I want to do and not worrying about the outcome so much, but more about like worrying about making good music.
You can hear the chat in full if you head to kmfm.co.uk.
Kent Online Sports.
Football, and it was all 3 points for Gillingham at the weekend. Bradley Dack got the only goal of the game as they beat Walsall 1-0 at Priestfield on Saturday. Before we hear from the scorer, let's catch up with manager Gareth Ainsworth.
We had a way we wanted to set up, we had a way we wanted to play today, and I think first half we did it to an extent, and then we didn't really hurt them too much first half, and I made a change at half time. I thought that the ball needed to stick up top a little bit more. No disrespect to anyone, Joe Bolle was the one sacrifice, but he's been superb for me. What a player I've got in him. But I thought that putting a big man on to battle a little bit more and stick, we didn't really get the balls around the corner to the forwards that I wanted, and down the sides they sat very deep against us, Walsall, so I thought if they're going to sit deep, let's put a big one on and cause them some problems deep. And I thought Josh was very good second half. He gives a presence. And we end up getting up the pitch. Not as great football as the first half, more pragmatic, but we end up getting a long throw, which ends in a goal. And we'll take however it comes, you know. Bradley, obviously, only going to be him, wasn't it, in the first home game, you know, after his commitment to the club in the summer, you know. And he's believe me, he's come here not for any reason, but he loves this club. Gillingham, and he's invested in what we're trying to do. He's a leader in that dressing room. He's bringing on some of the young boys, but there's some fantastic, innovative performances today. You know, things I've not seen in players. Work rate, a solidity that I know we've got, but wow, they really, really locked it out today. You know, there was two chances, I think, in the whole game for Warsaw. One in the first half where he's put it over the bar, and that will be looked at, believe me. And then the second half, they've had to put their big centre-half, Flint, up front. He wins a flick on, and there's a chase. And I think Sam Gale's pace really helped us there, you know, got us out of jail, because he's the quickest thing I've ever seen sometimes. He's road running, you know, when he gets back there. And he really put in a challenge that put the boy off, which could have been probably a moment that we regret. But apart from that, I thought we saw it out really well. Some solid performances, some real energy. Like I say, I'm really, really proud of these boys today. They've given me everything, and they deserve all the credit. They've got the win today, not just the 11 that started, not just the 11 that finished. Johnny Williams, Nelson Kambane, and Jake Turner on the bench, all so behind the boys, you know, the subs just behind, the injured boys just behind the bench. I mean, you felt it today, and that's the identity I want to bring back here. Fans were brilliant, thank you. You got us over the line. I asked for a little bit on about 92 minutes, and they responded really well, and I think they helped get us on to it.
And as promised, let's hear from Saturday's goal scorer, Bradley Dack.
Yeah, obviously an amazing feeling to score the winner and win the game 1-0 in the first home game. It was a real team performance. We had to grind it out at times. Listen, they're a decent side. They was top for a large proportion of last season, so they're no mugs. Obviously recruited well in the summer with Flinty coming in, and they're a tough team to break down. I think we see that in the first half. Changed it up a little bit at half time and spoke about a couple of things, and I thought second half was a lot better. Done enough to win the game. Everyone knows we're pretty solid defensively. I think we are really solid. Don't look like we're going to concede many goals, and it's about building on that foundation to create more chances and score more goals, and that's something that's going to take a bit of time. Still practicing on a training ground, working teams out, kind of how we play together, building connections, and I think that'll definitely come. We'll start to create more chances and open games up. But today was about being resilient, being solid, finding a way to win.
When the manager talks about you signing on for another year, he talks about the club and how important that was to you. That's a huge draw for you, isn't it? That is Gillingham.
Yeah, 100%. It was one of the reasons that I come back. As soon as I come back here, it was my mind was kind of made up. As soon as I come back and see the stadium, see the training ground, spoke to it was Bonds at the time, and I wanted to kind of right a few wrongs from last year. Obviously, I felt like I spent a lot of time out of the team, which was disappointing, and I knew if I got a pre-season and got my body in a place to play football matches, I could affect this league, and hopefully I can carry on doing that. But I want what's best for the club, and I think the manager in charge now and Dobbo and all the staff and all the players have all bought into what he wants, and the club's definitely in a good place right now.
It must be a much better feeling than the last season, because I think all the talk at the start of the season was when you're going to be ready, when you're going to be fit, when you're going to be 100% and blah blah blah, but I mean, you started this season flat.
Yeah, 100%, and that's what I think a good pre-season does. I didn't miss a session through the 6 weeks of pre-season, which was a good feeling, so tick that off. And then we still ain't firing on all cylinders. It takes normally 5 or 6 games to really get your legs underneath you, but I think you see by today the work rate of the boys and how hard everyone works for each other. When we lose the ball and we run back as a team, that's all instilled from the manager, but like I said, everyone's bought into that, and I think that's fantastic.
And getting the winning goal as well, that feeling never sort of dampens?
Never. Best feeling in the world. Can't explain it, how it actually feels, but it's just an amazing feeling. And yeah, to get the winner, first home day, been a good weekend.
Well, the Jewels are back in action tomorrow. They're taking on AFC Wimbledon in the Carabao Cup. And in cricket, Kent have been beaten by Durham in the One Day Cup. The Spitfires scored 238 at Beckenham, which their opponents beat with 64 balls remaining. It means Kent have lost both games in the competition so far. Well, that's all from us for today. Thanks ever so much for listening. Don't forget, you can follow us on socials. Plus, you can get details on the top stories direct to your email each morning via the briefing. To sign up to that, just head to kentonline.co.uk. And whilst you're on the site, you can also sign up to Kent Online Premium. That gives you access to content with fewer ads and exclusive stories. And if you use the promo code Nicola Everett, all one word at the checkout, you'll get £30 off the price of an annual subscription.
News you can trust.
This is the Kent Online Podcast.